You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The two officers that went out there, I mean, they weren't equipped to do anything. They're not
absolutely
mental health.
Not.
They're just like two doofuses who also like to shoot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, okay, great, but you have a kid who's making a threat here, and the dad's saying, well, I'll lock up the guns, you know, if we see that this is true or not. Like, how about you just do it? Why does the kid have access to these, period? I mean, and right. the argument is, well, we like to go hunting. Great. I'm not opposed to owning guns. I own guns. But I don't worship them. I don't treat them like right. they're some sort of, you know, heaven-sent thing that everyone, including small children, should be playing with and yeah. learning about. How about you learn about when you're ready to learn about it? Why do you need right. to learn about it right now? Yeah. And if you're going to go hunting, then give the kid access to the gun while they're hunting. Not
while you're
just,
hunting.
Yeah, not
only.
Just any time they so feel like picking up the weapon and looking at it.
It was
really just bizarre. And then the police just kind of get into, oh, you like to hunt? How many points did you get on that buck? The kid's mm-hmm. talking about shooting up a fucking school.
Yeah. And really, disturbed kids love the semi-automatic mm-hmm. rifles. They love them. It becomes a fetish for them. And it's all about, you know, I may be no one in real life, but, you know, when I have this gun, I'm powerful.
Yeah.
I'm important. And so they develop this really twisted warrior mentality. And it's dark, it's awful. And they connect with each other online. And they basically have their groups where they gamify this and they worship other mass killers. And we've just got to take it seriously and do better. And as I say, there's a model out there.
Why?
You know?
Why has this not? Is it cost? Is it, I mean, I imagine this wouldn't be necessary cheap to implement, or even maybe in some cases have the resources to implement or to find these people. Is that what's holding this back, or why don't we have more of these things? Because it seems like an obvious at least step in the right direction to start to curb this massive problem that we have in our country of children shooting up schools.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that costly, really, because you have personnel from law enforcement who just get some special training. Mm-hmm. You have a mental health therapist. They're not on call 24/7. They go out when there's a need.
Yeah.
And then you have someone from the school, an assistant principal or someone who's already on salary, you mm-hmm. know.
Sure,
so
sure.
I don't think it's cost. I think a lot of it is minimization of gun culture in this country. It's this sense of, we're not going to come down hard on anybody, you know, about weapons. And there are communities that take it very seriously that have, you know, we also need 1-800 anonymous tip lines. So when kids see something, they're not going to be scared about retribution, you know, because if kids see a violent peer who's got a weapon and they're talking about killing people, they can be, fearful for their own safety. safety about coming forward. So anonymous tip lines are very important. That doesn't cost a lot. Some school districts have moved in that direction. Many have not. And we do know that many mass killings are prevented. When you have anonymous tip lines, when you have good follow-up, when you have crisis intervention teams, it works. But it's just not being done. And I think, again, it becomes this political issue of, you know, oh, the liberals are trying to take away our guns, so we're not going to go for any of these ideas. You know, but this idea originated with the Secret Service as the effective intervention for schools. And, you know, people, there are all kinds of programs. There's the violenceproject.org. They do training for school personnel, and they talk about this crisis intervention model and how to implement it. So resources exist. We need, I think, as parents, to pressure school districts. We need to implement these good ideas.
Wanting my child to go to school and not worrying about them coming back in a casket is not a political issue. But unfortunately, when people start talking about guns, you just say something spooky to them, like, we're going to take away the guns. Like,
exactly.
It's not what's going on. We're just trying to have a normal conversation here about something that makes sense. It's going to take away the guns. And it's like a scared animal that can't, you know, just this last week, back yesterday, I kept my daughter home from school. There was a threat that was made online. And what I really disliked about the way the district handled it is their lack of transparency on any of it. And I know a lot of school districts do this. I know there's laws, you know, you can't really, they're minors, you know, if the kids are doing or making a threat. So there's only so much you can or can't say, but I don't trust the school district. I don't trust them to make an accurate judgment. I mean, especially what we just saw there. I feel like the grownups aren't in charge, here. It's like, well, we're just going to tell everybody it wasn't a big deal. It was a rumor. And I know there are just rumors and there's things that are not credible, but how about you let the parents judge that a little bit, not just tell us, well, it was nothing, not a big deal. It's good. No, there's threats. We're keeping an eye out on, and I'm like, no, you can stay home tomorrow. Because my kid could tell me 1,000 more things about what was going on than the district ever could. And I'm sure some of it is just rumors, cause that's how it works. But, there doesn't seem to be a lot of transparency with districts on this sort of stuff. They don't want to be known for it. They don't want that on the record. They don't want to have anybody have to go search back and go, oh God, look at all these letters they've had to send up or whatnot. And that to me as a parent is incredibly frustrating because I don't trust them when they say we've found something. Sometimes they don't make this announcement till like even the damn day the kids are back in school. So you as a parent don't have the opportunity to say, I don't think I want you to go to school today. Let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, what ways can districts be more informative to the parents and more transparent about these sort of threats, just accepting that they exist and being open about it?
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's a very good point. Anytime there's a threat, I think parents have the right to be aware of it and then make judgment calls. We do know that in the few weeks following, it's either 2 or 3 weeks, I think 2 weeks is the greatest threat, but it does continue to some degree after a school shooting, the copycats increase. And so the odds of having other school shootings go up anytime there's a mass shooting. The reason that I got involved in particularly in writing and wrote the book about mass shootings was because in 2019, within days, 2 days, and then just literally hours, we had mass shootings in Gilroy, California, El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. And it was just boom, boom, boom. So when one happens, people who are out there stewing about it, thinking about it, it sort of propels them into action. So I think it's on every parent. It should be on every parent's radar. Unfortunately, this is the country that we live in. And even though most of the time people are safe, there are people who have survived 2 mass shootings now. I think there are 45 who were present at the Las Vegas Harvest Music Festival and then were at another mass shooting at called the Borderline Bar in Southern California. And so they had survived 2. Yeah. And so the more that these things increase and become more deadly over time, you know, we do need to know about it. I think it makes us all sick. And is it better for some people who just want to pretend that it's not really a threat? Some people do better pretending that. But yeah. I don't think we want that to be our school district.
Well, I feel like once it happens, you can look back on a lot of these kids and go, oh, anyone could see this coming, you know? Yeah. And nothing is done, but they're protected. This is my conjecture on it, but I feel like if you're making a threat, I don't care what age you are, you've lost all rights to anonymity anymore. Your name's exposed. We know who you are. Everyone knows who you are. Everyone knows who these parents are and that are raising these little monsters. You know, they should be exposed. You know, there should be, and not to like, you know, let's go, you know, flog them and, you know, come out with the pitchforks. Yeah. But, you know, there used to be shame in our society where people that were not being good parents could be recognized. And sure, some people can see it, but if we're all aware that there's this threat and little Jimmy's making it and nobody knows who it is, that should be exposed. And there should be some social pressure there to maybe do a better job, because the parents who have these kids sometimes know the system's not going to do anything until little Jimmy actually does act out. There's going to be, go to the doorstep, we're going to talk about hunting, and the kid's going to say no, and that's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, denial doesn't serve anyone. And that, I think, is the culture we're living in. You know, everybody is talking about it for 2 or 3 days. We're all on social media going, this is just a terrible thing. But it doesn't take too long for many people to just sort of bury it and pretend it's not as bad as it is.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
No, I mean, it's interesting that that's how we work, but it is how we work. And that's the kind of the collective feeling right now in our country. It's fascinating to know about that program, though. I agree. That's where it's going to take parents. I mean, I guess we can all sit here and complain and talk about it on social media and this needs. It comes down to parents getting active in their school districts and saying, we want this program or in
we
their
want
communities.
This program. Go to violenceproject.org. You can read all about that. They actually go out and do trainings in schools. Mm-hmm. There's so many resources available. Sandy Hook Promise also has a program where they go out into schools and have all kinds of, I think it's even offered free, all kinds of trainings that they do. And then of course there's the original guide that was developed by the Secret Service.
Yeah.
So
the resources are there. We just need to want to choose to use them in our
definitely.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.